Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me, I have Dave Plond. How are you, sir?
I am wonderful.
Dave, what's been going on in your world lately?
Oh, wow. A lot. It seems it's, what, been a year since we've talked?
I know. And and I don't remember your title off the top of my head, but please tell our listeners what it is you do for our community.
Well, I'm the territory director for the Overland Trails Territory of the Mid-America Council. We used to be our own council, but we merged with our council in Omaha.
Oh.
In August of last year.
In August. Maybe that's why you've been so busy.
Yeah, we cover 102 counties in Nebraska and
Isn't
Iowa.
That all the counties in Nebraska, practically?
It is. We don't handle the panhandle and a section around Lincoln, and we have 17 counties in Iowa.
Oh, my goodness. So you've been very busy, and I try to keep up with you on Facebook and that, but tell us what you guys are doing right now.
Oh, it's popcorn time.
Yay!
It's fall. It's popcorn time. And the kids are out selling popcorn door to door, or you can catch them at Sam's Club and a few other places where they've got storefronts.
Is there any way to know where these kids are going to be? I mean, do they make posts on the Facebook page so we can find out? Because I know that I want to go out and support this, and we love the popcorn.
Yeah, they post on Facebook, but most of them are they're either at Casey's or they're at Sam's Club or they're at Walmart. They seem to be the popular places.
Very good. And do you know the different flavors that you have of popcorn that they're selling? Can you tell us?
Yeah, we have white cheddar. We have a salted caramel. We have sweet and salty kettle corn.
Oh.
We have regular popping corn. Believe it or not, people still like the regular just popping corn that
right.
you pop in a kettle on the stove.
I love that too.
Yep. And of course, microwave popcorn. And then we don't have it now. Because of it's chocolate, chocolatey pretzels because of the weather. But that'll be you can order it, and then they'll deliver it when the weather gets colder.
I love that at Christmas time. That is a really great deal. And they have the pails, right?
Not anymore.
No,
it's all bags.
Don't.
Yeah,
it's
we
all
got
bags.
Away. Yep.
Isn't that something? When did that change? And may I ask, do you know why?
A couple of years ago because of cost.
Oh, well. That kind of changes everything.
You know, we
it?
Wanted to keep things reasonable, and those tins were getting close. That was a $50 item.
Oh,
and
my
so
goodness.
None of our stuff is above $30.
Okay.
The chocolatey pretzels is $30.
The chocolatey pretzels, but worth every penny. I love it. What else do you have to tell our listeners today?
Well, I think the important thing to realize is 70% of the sale. And most of our items are around $20, except for the chocolatey pretzels. And the microwave's $25. So that's $20 sale. $14 of that goes to scouting.
Oh.
Now, only 4% goes to the scouting office for us to help develop programs and stuff for the young people. But $10 out of that $20, 50%. Goes right to that individual boy or girl for their scouting activities so they can pay their way to camp, so they can do the things that they want to do. They can go to Philmont or whatever. And that's huge, you know, 50% back to the kid.
That means so much. I think some of the happiest times of my childhood, I was a Girl Scout, of course, started out as a Brownie and all that, but going to camp. Camping, getting out in the fresh air and learning skills that you need when you're camping. And I think that's wonderful. Do you have a pretty big, groups? What do they call them now, Scouts?
Well, we have troops and kindergarten through fifth grade is Cub Scout packs.
Okay.
And then we have girl troops and boy troops.
You do?
For the older kids.
Yep. And are you seeing a surge of girls joining now?
There is roughly about 10% of our membership is girls.
Okay.
And it's increasing every year. Again, we're giving the families the option. We don't care what program you join, 4-H, Girl Scouts, whatever. The important thing is to have your son and daughter in programs that you want them in to participate in.
Right. Now, if I was a parent, I was at home and I'm listening to this program, why should your child or children want to join?
Well, first of all, to the kids, it's fun. You know, you talk about camps, you talk about outdoors, but it's about learning skills. Right. It's about learning how to cook. You know, how important is that when you grow older? This popcorn sale is about learning how to pay your own way so that you work hard and pay your own way. It teaches that skill. There are other skills that the scouting program delivers. The most important is leadership. We teach young people to be leaders, to lead with the values and ethical morals that we want our young people to have. You know, the words trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. That's the Scout Law. Those are the values we want to instill in our young people so they can have successful lives in the future.
Absolutely. I love that. I kind of got a little choked up there for a second as you listen to it, because we really do want that for our youth. You are our future. We want you to be able to be decision makers and leaders and to be independent, to not have to rely on society to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the way I feel, and I think your organization is what our kids need these days.
You look at the world today, it's a tough world.
It is.
I wouldn't want to be growing up in today's world. It's tough. But we need to teach young people how to live in this world and to be successful in this world.
Absolutely. Now, after I've heard this and I wanted my child or children to join, how do they go about that?
The simplest way is to call our office at 308-382-3717. Get a hold of me. Get a hold of me, Kevin or Barb, and we can set you up with the group that meets your needs as a parent.
Perfect.
And family.
This is amazing. And do you have a certain time frame that people need to do this? Do you start it at the beginning of school, or is it any time?
It's any time that a kid can join the scouting program. Traditionally, it's been, you know, we gear up in the September, October time frame. But, you know, if it's later in the year, we'll make that work for you.
All right. Well, Dave, we want people to get out and buy this popcorn. Again, tell our listeners where they can go.
Well, I would be looking at Sam's Club and Walmart and Casey's. But also don't forget about the kids that walk around in the neighborhood. That's how they get me, because they came around with the product in their wagon, knocked on my door. And I don't refuse a kid that comes to my door.
Absolutely not. I couldn't. And I love that when they're out there hoofing it. That's the way I used to when I sold Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
I had my red wagon, loaded it up, and we hit the ground running.
Yeah, and
I love it.
I those kids that take that initiative and do that, I give a little bit more.
Oh, you're going to make me cry, Dave. Stop it. Okay, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know this morning?
Well, just that scouting's live and well in central Nebraska, and particularly here in the Heartland.
All right, Dave Plond. It was wonderful having you in this studio again. We'll have you back again.
Okay. Thanks,
Renee.
I'll
see you on Facebook, right?
Yes. I'll be there.
That's where I catch you. All right. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.